We bought that action.
The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money to feed those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short-staffed, but that's not enough, because they knew that they were going to be short-staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with
Eddie.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
Okay. Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state, 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, the wonderful. We about that action, so tap in and let's go.
Let's go!
We want the justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Tori Lowe from Tori 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go.
Tap in,
and it ain't no holding back.
We ready!
1017 The Truth. Homer Blow, the legendary Homer Blow, holding it down for the Tory Lowe Show. I am the cousin sub of the day. I am subbing for Tory Lowe, and it's sponsored by Cousin Subs. Of course, as usual, the lines are open when we get into our dialogue and we get into our topics for today. I know it says Tory Lowe, but it's the legendary Homer Blow on the screen. But we'll get it. We'll get it. We'll get it. We'll get it. Of course, I'm going to the voting. We got to talk about voting and how important it is that we go out and make sure we make our voices heard. They always predict that we're not going to vote. They tell us that the turnout for the community is going to be 8 and 10%. And guess what? Unfortunately, a lot of times it's 8 to 10%, which is very dismal and very sad that they already know that we're not going to show up and show out. So we'll definitely end up talking about that. Also, some of the things that are going on and people talking about, you know, everybody makes mistakes. So we're going to talk about that. How many mistakes are we supposed to allow to happen before there has to be some kind of action taken? I mean, again, one time, okay, I get it. You made a mistake. Two times, okay, all right, now I told you from the first time. But I'm just saying, anything after that, come on now, you have to take some self-accountability. So I definitely want to dive into that. But again, welcome to the Tory Lowe Show. I am your cousin sub of the day, the legendary Homer Blow, and we are inside the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. And of course, I got to get, you know, we didn't get to get it in on yesterday. There was so much going on, you know, opening day, the whole nine. But we got Minister Kevin, who's going to be coming in on the line to give us that prayer that we know that we need, because there's a lot of things that are going on in the city. So I want to say great afternoon, Minister Kevin. How are you doing and feeling this afternoon?
Hey, Homer Blow, the legendary Homer Blow.
Hey, what's
my pleasure. Talk to you today. I'm doing great. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. The pleasure is mine. The pleasure is mine, man. And, of course, I know one of the things that I need you to pray for is the elections today. I know you ain't supposed to mix church and religion. I'm just saying, but we need to make sure that we do the right thing, man, and we need to make sure that these people get encouraged to come out and vote, because it is very, very important. So, but how have you been doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And I can't agree more with you about this voting thing, because not only do we need to come out and vote, but we need to know who we are voting for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say go out and vote, but sometimes we got to be able to study the people who's running, not just their commercials, because you know ain't nothing to what they fill in commercials. Leave those commercials alone. Yeah. Do some background on these people. Find out what they stand for.
And
get out and vote for who you think is best.
Right, right. But you know, with me, man, I always talk about our responsibility, which is something that I'll be dealing with some of the other topics for this afternoon, is we can find out more about them. But when we don't choose to investigate, we'll find out who did this, who was fighting over here, who was doing this and who was doing that. But then we act like we can't find out who these candidates are. We act like they're not putting it out there like, hey, you can come to our community forum. You can talk to us. You can find out what's on our mind. You can ask your questions on what's important to you and how they could get your vote. And sometimes, in a lot of situations, bro, we don't even do that.
We don't. Even when they have the town halls.
My
alderman had one a while back, and my wife and I was the only two people in the entire neighborhood from this whole district that was there.
#that part.
That's crazy.
It is, man. It is, man. So, again, your word today, bro, you know, come from the heart. Come from the heart and let us know, man, and give us that spiritual guidance, man, that will help a lot of us move forward. So I say, Minister Kevin, let's go.
Amen. Lord, as we always, as always, we want to give you thanks for your love and kindness that we feel every day as we open up our eyes. Now we pray that our eyes remain open today. Grant us a spirit of discernment and be able to recognize your voice when you speak to us, God. As we head out to the polls, speak to us and let us know what it is you would have us to do as well, oh Lord, which way we should go. Many of us are not in touch with you, and we don't even know your voice when we hear it. So give us, oh God, the ability to know your voice and stay with the lying and false teachers. So my prayer is that your words will come today to our hearts and speak to us as we build a closer relationship with you and we know your voice and your nature. We shall acknowledge you, God, in all that we say and all that we do. And we shall continue to walk in the steps in which you have ordered for us. Provide and protect us as your little children. I speak life and life more abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Again, amen. Thank you, Minister Ken. Kev, I appreciate that, man. Of course, those words are helping someone today. And again, I also hope that it helps at the election, election sites, man. So I appreciate you, man. And have you voted already?
I go out when my wife get off work. We always go together. I never go without her.
There you go. There you go. That's how you do it. That's how you do it, man. Well, I appreciate you, brother. And again, thank you for all the time coming through for us. I know usually it's on a Monday, but we need prayer all the time. So you get what I'm saying? Monday,
absolutely.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So thank you very much, man. And you have a great, great remainder of your week, man.
And you too. Have a blessed show. I'll be listening.
All right. All right, right now we're getting ready to go and take care of our first break. I am the legendary Homer Blow, your cousin sub of the day. I'm a sub. I appreciate that. Sponsored and brought to you by Cousin Subs. The number to call in when we get into our conversations is 833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. While you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. We'll have more conversation on the other side. This is the Tory Lowe Show on The Truth, 1017 FM. I'll be black.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The way I feel right now, I feel like we need to be all alone. So if you just playing around, you need to tell your girl, take a fine home, and that's real. Stop teasing me, stop teasing me. I could change your life so easily. I keep begging you to stay, but you're leaving me, leaving me. We got sticks in the club illegally. Got the whole six side, they believe in me.
Welcome back to the Tory Lowe Show in the afternoon here on 1017 The Truth. I am the legendary Homer Blow. I am your cousin sub of the day. I am subbing for Tory Lowe. And, of course, we are inside the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. And I got to say what's up to Benjamin. What's going on with you, bruh?
It's amazing.
That part, hashtag facts. Great to be having you in control and holding it down on the producing and production side over there, man. I love coming black the way we just came black, man. It's going to be one, man. Did you get to vote yet?
No, you know what? I did not vote yet, Homer Blow. I do plan to vote.
Where's the all button at?
You know, it is a shame I haven't voted yet, but I got to get out there and vote. I got to express how I feel. You know, I got to get my expressions out there. So, you know, things that I want to happen in this here America can happen.
Absolutely.
You know, people like Elon Musk are saying that this might be, you know, the linchpin in all of Donald Trump's plan if Wisconsin doesn't go out and vote in the correct way. He wants you to vote one way. That's what Brad Schimmel. Other folks are talking about go ahead and vote for Crawford.
Right.
You know, did you vote yet?
I early voted.
Ooh!
I early voted. I've been showing off my early vote sticker. Like, just letting you know, no excuses because it's April Fool's Day, but I ain't no fool. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't need none of my people to be fools either and think that you don't have to show up. You know, man, I'm telling you that, which is leading into my first topic and subject matter. Why does it seem that voting has become so non-important to so many black people and shows by most of the election turnouts? So it's not like I'm making something up when I say that. When we see how many people were eligible to vote, and I'm not talking about those who got, you know, felonies or they weren't able to, you know, because they're a convicted felon and they haven't completed their time. I'm talking about registered voters that look like me and you that don't vote. And when they talk about the turnouts and it matches what they said. And how are we going to continue to just be predictable? So what is it? Why does it seem like it's that way? And that's a serious situation. And I'm going to get your thoughts, but I want to give shout outs to those who are on our YouTube page. Make sure you like and subscribe. Hashtag RMKE. What it do? Blow family. Love you. Appreciate you. Not really a city girl. Great afternoon to you. Venus Jones, great afternoon to you. Love you, appreciate you. Cindy B. Roberson, say, gotta love Homer, always the first to help from hurricanes in the South to the kids' big birthday party. Thanks, brother. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we can talk about it, then we can be about it. So hashtag, I love to be able to say that action speaks louder than words, and everything you do does not have to be televised. Moriam M., great afternoon. Love you, appreciate you. Kiana S. Williams, great afternoon. Love you, appreciate you. Sistar, Lorena Star Marie, great afternoon. Love you, appreciate you. Denise Hennings, great afternoon. Love you, appreciate you. And I'm just saying, make sure y'all hit the like and subscribe while y'all here. And get engaged, 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. First topic up, again, why does it seem that voting has become so non-important to so many black people? Because it shows by most of the election turnouts. So, Mr. Amazing, what is your thoughts, man? Like, do you agree with that sentiment, or you got your own thoughts on that?
You know what, Homer? As you ask me this question, why has voting seemed to be less important for blacks? Why isn't it as popular anymore? I think it's because we've actually grown accustomed to what you know is out here these days, where we love the technologies, we love the devices that we have, we love how America has been treating us, so mm-hmm. we don't think that we have to still speak up and have our voices heard. We don't even see a lot of us, and I'm not even just saying speaking for the black community out there. I'm speaking for just my entire generation. It doesn't seem that we have to do these types of things, right? Because everything seems to us to be super convenient and just given to us. So it's like, man, what do I need to go out and have my voice heard for real? Like, if I'm not going to do it, it seems like somebody else is going to do it. It's probably still going to go in my favor. And then on top of that, I wouldn't even necessarily say that it seems less important. I would also go to say it. Some people have this notion believing that, you know, their vote is ineffective because the government's going to do what the government wants to do regardless of what we got going on.
Well, you know, again, with all of that, I still say that if you don't become a part of the process, you will be processed. And that's just real talk. If you don't become a part of the process, you will be processed. It's like looking at any company manufacturing plant when you see that, okay, it's the routine. It's going to go this way. It's going to go that way. There's going to be no modifications. There's going to be no improvements. And we're going to have the same thing. Yet we see people talking about, you know, you can be president. You know, you could be an alder person. You know, you could be a county supervisor. But then we go black and say, well, you know, it ain't going to change nothing. We are the change agents. And if we don't do what we need to do, then we're going to continue to just be processed. It is important when they start taking things away. I'm going to bring up another very important point, in my opinion, that it's going to surprise some of those younger brothers that feel like they don't need to vote because they're going to learn today. We're going to go to the lines right now. Again, remember the True Talk text line, The number is 833-212-1017. Reminding you, you can stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. But while you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. We've got Sherman from Milwaukee on the line. Great afternoon. Welcome to the Tory Lowe Show. What is your thoughts on that? Why does it seem that voting has become so non-important to so many black people, and it usually shows by most of the election turnouts?
Yeah. How you doing today, Homer?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed.
Yeah. I think it's just my opinion. I think that so many black people love to complain. If they go out and vote and it fixes the problem, they'll have nothing else to complain about. Because if all of us went out and vote, and then things made a change, we wouldn't have to complain about the garbage. We wouldn't have to complain about the justices. We wouldn't have to complain about the rent, the way the roads are, our communities, and all this sort of stuff. But we love the complaint. We don't love the solution. Because if we love the solution, we get out and do something about it. Mm. We can't have action with no motion.
That's right. I agree. Right. Thank you very much for your call. Again, 833-212-1017. That is the number to call if you'd like to let your thoughts, comments, and opinions be heard on that. We are talking about currently right now, why does it seem that voting has become so non-important to so many black people and shows by most of the election turnouts? And Benjamin definitely made a great point, in my opinion, with a lot of the new millennials and just feeling like, oh, it ain't important. It ain't important. Well, guess what? When that woman that you are depending on, to help you get your car fixed 30 different times, it's the same problem. I got to get this. And her benefits are cut. She's not able to have childcare. She ain't able to go out and hang out with you. She's not going to be able to have that Section 8 working for you. Now what? See, people are not looking at the residual things that are coming from a lot of these drastic changes that are being made federally. You know, you got to understand it's going to affect you. So even if you feel like, oh, that don't affect me, you go F-A-A-F-O. Those are the initials. And I just enjoy seeing so many people that had on those different color representatives up there talking about, why? Look what's happening to me. You're like, hi, are you Mr. and Mrs. F-A-A-F-O? I guess so. I got to get ready to take care of some bills. Again, the number to call in, 833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. While you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. I see that we have callers on the line. Please, hold on.
Oh, you know, only thing I was going to say, Homer, is that since it is Tuesday, Tuesdays and Thursdays on Tory Lowe Show, we do the pop culture report with General Wood Juice.
Okay.
Yep. So
we're going to do that then.
Soon as
we return.
Sounds good to me.
All right. So we'll be black in just a moment. I am the cousin sub of the day. I am subbing for Tory Lowe on the Tory Lowe Show, sponsored by Cousin Subs. We'll be black.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Kari Noni and Benjamin on The Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
Like, where am I at? My name is Homer Blow. I got Gary and Ben on the show.
It's
the Tory Lowe Show. Pop culture quiz, we gonna talk about it. You already know what it is. Hey. It comes your way at 1:30. Hey. I'm about to pass to Nani.
Hey.
What you got to say about what we're doing today?
Hey.
I'm home. on the blow. Hey. That's me and Jeremy. Hey. It's amazing.
Hey. Wow.
Okay, all right.
It's amazing.
Wow. Hey. I feel like you should do some voiceover, like some voiceover work. No, I am so serious.
How y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, blessed. Can't complain. Mm-hmm. I am the cousin sub of the day.
Yes. You know, like, I like, you know, that. That's fire. Did you start? Who started that?
Cousin subs.
Do you want the PR answer,
or do you want the you can tell answer? Me off air, but I'll tell you I off like air. That. Mm-hmm. Sub of the day.
Sub of the day.
I'm the sub now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I like that for sure. That's cool though. I really think you should go into some voice work. Like that was a great. I could imagine that on a dinosaur.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know?
Okay.
You
okay.
Feel it, bitch?
I see it.
They're going to learn today. Mm-hmm. They're going to learn today.
No,
do that kind of voiceover work. I mean, I think voiceover work is serious, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's a really big business. And they're also talking about how in the future that's going to be even a bigger business. Is going to explode more because it's much more, so many more digital characters out there now that people need voiceover work for. Mm-hmm. You know? So maybe, Homer, you should think about it,
I'm
bro.
Just
Homer blow the dinosaur. You know?
I'm just saying.
There see, it is. Look the at it. Stuff. Yeah.
So, yeah, you want me to do?
Yeah, there you go.
You want me to do a dinosaur?
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Yeah.
What we about to do?
Be the dinosaur.
About to do this podcast.
That's
I'm
like the DMX dinosaur.
That's funny. That is funny.
All right. Well, Ben, what you got today? Because okay. I could go down a couple rabbit holes, but I have to look it up.
Hold I like on. How everybody these days are just stealing my rabbit hole term. You know, I put that rabbit hole term out there. I should literally coin the phrase at this point. But I've seen so many different people take my rabbit hole stuff. And I actually like it. It chose my influence.
I was about to say, you should want it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the king of the rabbit holes. In fact, I don't know if you know Homer.
Yes. I see it.
See my crown?
I watch it, yeah.
Please don't get him started.
This is my crown. We can go down a rabbit hole now. But I wanted to throw this out there, though. Because a lot of times... a lot of times when we're talking about, you know... Black people being treated unfairly and unjustly when it comes down to prison sentences and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
A famous murderer who we once knew as the brother to Mario. His name's Luigi. All right, his name is Luigi. All right, and the L doesn't stand for Luigi anymore. It stands for taking a life.
Oh, right? My goodness.
So if you guys don't know, Luigi Mangiano, whatever this man's
Mangiano.
Name is. Mangiano. Mangiano. I know
Mar-a-Lago.
Something like that. A lot of women have been calling this guy a hunk, all right? Like
they have said he's cute.
Yeah, they said he's cute. He's an all right looking guy, though. I'm not going to lie. But... All right, if you guys don't know, Luigi, okay, Luigi is the gentleman who allegedly murdered the gentleman who was the head of the United Healthcare. He was the CEO, president of the United Healthcare system. A lot of times people would say that insurance companies, when it comes down to health, you know, don't really help you out as much as they should. Luigi founded... to be appalling and took action and decided to go ahead and murder the gentleman. And the gentleman's name, again, the CEO or former CEO of United Healthcare is Brian Thompson. He is now, and people are kind of looking at the Attorney General is now looking for the death sentence to be put down for Luigi.
Dang.
When it comes down to his case. And some people are saying that this is unfair because ultimately the United Healthcare system kills people every day, right? By denying them insurance. However, Luigi is a person now who is being looked at that as something that he should face. Do y'all believe that he should be facing the death penalty?
I don't think so. Well, let me be quiet.
I don't want the PR answer.
Right. So he did kill someone. And so I don't know what usually happens to people when they kill people, but I don't know if they usually get the death sentence.
Well, this is first degree murder. It's intentional homicide. It was premeditated. So he planned to do this.
Right. So, but usually that's not what people get, right? Is the death sentence.
According to where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so because
I often wish that Wisconsin had it.
Oh, the really?
Death penalty? Yes.
What?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. We'll go down that rabbit hole.
Right.
Why do you feel like the death penalty should be a thing on the table?
Again, when it's malicious, when it's heinous, when it's intentional. Again, I go with the eye for an eye type situation. Mm. These families of the loved ones, they have to go visit a grave site or look at an urn.
Okay.
You get to go visit them if they just in prison for the rest of their life. Mm. You get to bring their kids and all of that. They get to talk to them. They get to take pictures. You don't get to do that when you've been murdered.
So you think the definite?
Yeah, because, man, again,
that's
because
tough, actually.
And I think that the reason that some people say that, well, the death penalty, don't worry, they got it here, they got it there. They let them live on death row for years.
Yeah.
I'm saying 30 to 60 days, get your appeal. If you don't change,
they're going to fry your ass.
Because now when they hear that little Ray Ray, man, little Ray Ray gone, man.
Just like
now
that.
Now mama going to really hold on to her son and be like, look, you see little Ray Ray here. You can burn that T-shirt up. You can throw that T-shirt away. Free little Ray Ray. Little Ray Ray is
gone.
Gone. Just like the person or the people that he may have taken their lives.
That's interesting. Juice?
Just my thoughts.
That's tough. For me, because I feel like this Luigi guy is more of like a character, or some people are looking at him like a hero or like a martyr.
No.
I feel like something inside of me is like, oh, he doesn't deserve the death penalty, you know? But if the shoe was on the other foot and let's say it was my loved one, you know, would I be saying the same thing? And I don't think that I would necessarily.
Right.
But because of the situation and it being Luigi and people are saying like, well, this healthcare has killed millions of people's families and all this other stuff. Part of me is like, I don't think he deserves the death penalty at all. I think he should maybe go to jail, go to prison or whatever. But I understand that I am coming with that with some bias on my end.
Well,
what do you think, though, Ben?
That's interesting, man. You know, when it comes down to the idea of the death penalty, I do believe that it should be something on the table, especially like, you know, Homer, you just said, if somebody commits a heinous act where it's just so gruesome. However, I also believe that you should look at the situation and try to understand where this individual is coming from. I mean, again, when we talk about this, Luigi Maggiano, whatever the last name is,
Mar-a-Lago.
I just know the man got some Italian to him. I think that they should really consider it, because if we're going to, you know, give this man the death penalty, then we really need to look at the United States, the United healthcare system, and the atrocities they've done to against their clients, because they're killing people every day. You know, he was trying to really stand up for a lot of people who a lot of times are voiceless, a lot of times aren't in the best predicaments to be able to pay an absurd amount of money just so their loved one can stay alive. You know, so, you know, if we're going to kill this man on one end because he decided to take out a CEO who represented a corrupt institution, then we need to look at that institution.
How did that corrupt institution keep going? Because a lot of people don't go out and vote. And if they would have voted and we would have got somebody in there that understands that you are not going to be protected if these are the things that you're doing, you're going to be held accountable. See, we ain't putting people in office that can end up changing the narrative. Mm-hmm. So we keep going through the same thing. It's so many other companies like a United Healthcare that are operating all the time. And all we do is be like, man, that's messed up. Yeah.
But what happens when that vote, you know, you did everything that you're supposed to be doing. You did your civil duties. You voted each and every time, and it still doesn't work out in your favor. And now you're that cancer patient that has United Healthcare that still failed you.
Who are you supporting? Like, how many people? Like, a lot of times we end up choosing certain people and saying, okay, this person. But are you, for the people that say, I don't know who running. Are we really pushing these people into positions to where we can say, okay, President Obama, he's going to be a good candidate. You know, he's going to be a good choice. We are not vetting. And people say, I don't know nothing about him, but they're not going to the town halls. But they're not going to ask those tough questions. Are you really going to?
I think, too, though, I think because when Obama was in office and he wasn't able to do everything that he necessarily wanted to do,
right.
I think that made people also feel like, well, what is the purpose? Like kind of what Ben was saying, like, what is the purpose of a vote if I do get the person in that I want and now they still can't even do anything that they want to do necessarily to make society better? Like, what do you do then, I guess?
Well, again, like I say, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Right.
It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
It was a process for us even to be able to vote. And I just think that when we have so many people that feel like it's just not important, then get the people that you feel like, who do you feel would be a great alder person? And if you end up introducing them to the community and the community understands that, yeah, this person really does have our vested interests at heart. Yeah, I can go support this person. But oftentimes we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And so the narratives that some people have about it ain't going to change nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What about the times that the people you put in there did change something?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it shows that if we do it and they work for us. So just like here or anywhere else, if you're not doing your job, you're going to get, you know, it's going to be some actions taken.
But a lot of times some actions don't equate, you know. For instance, what's the one black dude who's basically a serial killer at this point, who's an officer? Joe Mensa, or whatever. Mm-hmm. The dude just got off on a whole another murder that he committed. And what they did, turned around and moved this man to another county. Like, does that equate? You know, you killed three people on your job, under your duty. And whether it was justly or not, you killed three people. We still going to give you the job. We still supposed to trust you. And then on top of that, trust the system that put you in there. And we go out and vote, do all these civil duties. But we still, at the end of the day, get shortchanged.
But not enough people, in my opinion, are really going out doing their civil duty. That's my point with it.
They're not showing up in the numbers.
Right.
At all.
If we
go to the polls and it'll be 6 p.m. and you'll probably be voter number 20.
Right.
It's like, what is happening?
7 a.m. You feel what I'm saying?
So then maybe, you know, when it comes down to the idea of vote, we need to make it more sexy. We need to make it more appealing to the masses. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to talk about this tomorrow on the show.
Oh, well, let's save it.
Okay.
I want to see them results.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, and I always go back to this J. Cole lyric, but he goes on to say that some older dude told me to start voting. I said, democracy is too freaking slow. If I'm giving y'all this hard-earned bread, I want to know. You know, it's
you
like,
had that pulled up automatically?
Well, yeah, I did, just so I didn't misstep what J. Cole said. But I think it's real, though, because we live in a real time where, you know, we get information at the tips of our fingers, right? I think people will be more in tune with the voting process if we truly did have an app that let us know legitimately everything that was happening for us, you know, and who's finna be, you know, who's running for election, who's about to become the next Supreme Court justice tomorrow. You know, if we have some kind of process where I can control everything from an app on my phone, I think at that point, I feel like as an American, I have more control over where my money's going, who's finna get my money, and who I'm ultimately finna support, and could possibly give me a breakdown on who this person is.
They want Tinder. They don't want those apps. Those apps do exist in a lot of situations.
Okay.
It's a lot of different apps that do, but they not interested in that. We ain't got to tell them who was fighting. We ain't got to tell them who the lady was that ended up being brutally attacked by that dog at Mayfair.
Mm-hmm.
They found it. They shared it.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So I'm allergic. I always say I'm allergic to ENC's excuses and complaints. When we have the power, the same way we can say, did you see that? Where the video? I send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll share all of that kind of information.
Yeah.
But the information that's going to move us forward and unite us as a people and as a race, that ain't important to a lot of people.
We got to make it sexy, Homer. Got to make it sexy. We got to figure out a way to
whatever those ways are, like I say, like put it out there. And it has to be, again, accepted by the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, we're going to have the same dismal results. They tell you each election, it's only going to be an 8% to 10% turnout. You look at it, it was 8.5% turnout. That we can't keep doing that and then steadily complaining. And as I said earlier, these are eligible voters.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had like how many people that were eligible to vote in the last election, but only 300,000 to 400,000 voted?
Mm.
That ain't cool. We ain't even talking about people with felonies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also think it's like, you know, along the voting process, we don't see, when we talk about specifically the black community, we don't see a lot of people who look like us anyway. So a lot of times it's like, do I really feel the need to go out and vote for this person if they don't look like me? Because when you think about back to the 2008 Barack Obama, a hell of black people came up, showed out and voted for him. Because we felt like we were represented.
I think it's just down to what we have been talking about for a while. It's like, people don't trust the government in general right now. And so it's going to take the government to do its work on building up that trust again. Kind of like how people don't trust the police like that. Mm-hmm. You do to a certain extent. Because, you know, if something's going wrong, who you going to call? You going to call the police.
But
But overall, it's like we don't trust the entities that are supposed to be there to protect us and serve us. So I think that has a lot to do with it as well. But I don't know. When it comes to Luigi, I would be kind of sad if he did go, just because, I don't know, maybe because he's handsome. I don't know. Hey, but we really have done a good job of making him not look like the bad guy. Right. So that's why I think it's like, to me, he's the victim in all of this. But
I think we're all the victims
at the end. At the end of the day. Right. Like, he was doing this on our behalf. But at the end of the day, you know, he did kill somebody. So yeah, it definitely shouldn't be ruled out, I guess. It's just sad.
Talking about them apps, Sheriff Jay said Ballotpedia, for example.
Okay.
You can go to Ballotpedia. You can download that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like even with law enforcement, you can download different apps, and you can Crime Stoppers, you can download an app.
Right, yeah,
you ain't got to worry about, oh, they going to tell, they going to say I was snitching. But not enough people are using them.
That's interesting. Make it sexy. Let people know about it then. We could. What was it again? Ballotpedia?
Ballotpedia.
Make sense that y'all download Ballotpedia if y'all want to know what's happening in your local elections, and I guess even though your federal elections then, right?
Yeah, man. And again, mm-hmm. like I say, we Ballotpedia. Have to.
When we hey, I know we got to go to a break. So when we come back, though, I got a question for y'all, and it's kind of along the same
is
conversation.
It serious as cancer? Who can keep an average dancer hyper than a heart attack? Nobody's smiling. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Woo!
All that. That's what Ben be saying. All that.
Right. We'll be back. Of course, I see you, Robert, on the line. Again, the number to call in or talk text, 833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and exit 1017 The Truth. And when you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. I am your cousin sub of the day. I am subbing for Tory Lowe on The Tory Lowe Show. We'll be back.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Kari Noni and Ben Jammin on The Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
Wanna rumble with the jamming with juice, huh? Tuned in to the right show today. I'm filling in for Tory Lowe. I'm the cousin sub of the day. And we're black. Welcome to the Tory Lowe Show. I am the cousin sub of the day, subbing, holding it down for Tory Lowe, sponsored by Cousin Subs. Of course, I've got Noni.
Yeah, I was getting to see y'all.
Jamming.
It is amazing.
So, all right, y'all are going to come in with something. I know we got Muhammad on the line. You want to take the call or are we going to?
This is a story. We'll take that other caller at the 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So I had a question for you guys since we're talking about Luigi potentially being executed and things like that. Because this is something I wanted to actually bring up on Jam with Juice a couple weeks ago.
All right, bet.
But I saw this man who was convicted of a double murder in South Carolina, and he chose to be executed by firing squad.
Okay.
And it was the first time that they did that type of execution since like 2010, they said. But it was interesting to me that this person chose a firing squad to be his execution style, like on himself. Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask y'all, like, if you ever had to be, like, you were in the jail, in the prison, and they asked you what type of execution would you want, what would you pick? Because, you know, you got the electrocution, you got the lethal injection, I think you got, like, a gas or something like that, like a gas chamber, I think, or something, this firing squad where it's a bunch of bullets just at you. Like, how would you choose, like, what would you choose for that? That's kind of hard.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to choose the way you want to die. But you know what? Honestly, if I had to choose a way to die and I'm in prison, I'm honestly, you know what? I'm not going to lie to y'all, Truth Nation. If I had to choose a way to die and I'm in prison and the options I have is death by firing squad, death by lethal injection, which is scary as hell, okay? or what was the other one?
Death
by gas.
Or the electrocution.
Oh, the electrocution is terrible.
Because they said it like burns you. It burns you all. It burns your insides.
They put the little sponge up there and then, of course, it burns you. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Your eyes pop out. That's why they put a bag over their head and all that.
I would like that gas for me to be the Zaza. You know, let the gas be the Zaza bag. Hit me with that one. You know, and then just smoke me out that way. You know,
like some laughing gas, but it's really a killing gas.
Oh, man. Like, it's crazy. Because you actually can die from laughing too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can really die if you just laugh for about a solid 12 hours straight.
Okay.
But, you know.
Tell that to the Joker.
Hey, wait. Fictional character. But yeah, straight up. I mean, how about you, Homer? If it was
lethal injection.
Oh, my God.
Why so quick did you pick that?
You thought about this already.
Well, you know, I had a broke ankle before.
Okay.
And they tell you to count backwards from 100.
Yeah.
I got to 99 and don't remember anything else except coming out in the recovery room. So lethal injection me.
Put it in your veins?
Yeah, because I'm not going to feel anything.
No.
They actually say, like, what each one does as they're putting it in you in doses. And so this one is going to have you relaxed and all of that. So I'm going to be out of there.
Yeah, my the way
99. I'm out.
The way my anxiety is set up, I couldn't do it. Now, you finna do what?
Yeah.
It's a cultural divide.
I'm finna fight to the death of me. And honestly, if I have to die in jail each and every day, like if I get a death sentence each and every day, I'm going to be finding a way to get out of jail. Like if I'm already sentenced to death, it is what it is, bro. I'm going to die some way. I'm finding a way out this place every
like
day
to
of
escape?
My life. Hell yeah. Every day of my life, I'm going to try to escape prison, bro. Like they gonna block me up in.
So you gonna be life, you know.
If I'm a lifer,
they gonna Martin end up Lawrence, putting a straight jacket on you.
Man, Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy.
I'll figure it out one way or another. I just ain't gonna take no innocent people with me, you know. But I'm just saying, shoot,
that's crazy.
I couldn't go out that way.
What about you?
I honestly could not pick. I'm not gonna lie to you. It all sounds really bad, and I would probably do like a Russian roulette or something and just pick the random.
Then a Russian roulette. It's over. Yeah. Fire.
Like it's just it all is
lethal injection. Lethal injection.
But it's all
I don't
good.
Go to sleep.
The fire squad sleep. Is crazy though. But all right. But that was just my question.
Well, if you want to you gotta just live in certain areas in Milwaukee. You can get the firing squad.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
That's so bad.
Ain't it?
Yeah, listen.
Ain't I?
Yeah, it's bad. But thank you for having us on for the Pop Culture Report.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean it was amazing.
Yes.
Go ahead and say it, Ben.
It's amazing.
And, of course, let them know when they can check y'all out.
Yeah, Jamming with Juice every day from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1017 The Truth. It's Jamming
with
Juice.
Each and every morning. Wipe that crust out your
eye. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody on the YouTube page that have been making their comments. And, Muhammad, we will come to you. Y'all might have something that y'all may have wanted to ask all of us, but we got to take care of some more bills. That's just how it works. And if you don't understand that, then you don't know how radio and TV works. You know, we don't get paid until we get these bills paid. So 833-212-1017. Muhammad, we see you. I appreciate you being patient. We got to take care of some more bills. Make sure you stream us live on YouTube and, of course, X 101.7 The Truth. And like and subscribe when you hit that button, all right? We'll be black after this.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.